more Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. 6 years ago, a group of Afghan refugees in our region started a soccer club. They hosted their first home game recently, and it's a chance to feel at home in their adopted country. Julie Laketa reports from the sidelines.
On a windy Saturday, a crowd of about 100 people braved the chilling temperatures at the Boise High Athletic Complex to cheer for the first home game organized by the Tufan FC Club.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
After some welcoming words, a reading from the Quran, and of course, both American and Afghan anthems, the game kicks off. The visiting team, the Afghan United FC of Seattle, is also made of refugee players. Last year, Boise-based Tufan Club raised enough money to go play against them in Washington State. They lost by 1 point, but this time they are on their own turf, and they came with supporters.
Yeah, yeah! Go, Boise, go!
There was some close calls.
Oh, no! Nice try, nice try.
Some disappointments. Some constructive criticism from younger players on the sidelines.
Kick it, kick it, kick it.
But mostly, there was a lot of excitement. After a hard-fought game, Tufan FC beat the United FC of Seattle 2-1.
We won! Boise won!
Tufan team manager Berush Beheshti has spent several months working hard organizing the event, and he is ready for the post-game celebrations.
I lost my voice, so I cannot talk right now, but we are very happy.
He's hoping games like these will encourage young people in the community to play sports and feel like they're at home.
Boise win the game, so that's, we win the championship, that's the big thing, right?
Navid Musa is the manager at the recently opened Afghan Cultural Center in Boise. The center sponsored the event.
The idea is to start a small league, continuous league for Afghan communities residing everywhere, and especially in the Northwest United States. So we are going to invite them to play us in the future, and we are hoping that we can go there and play against them.
After the match, players from both teams gather on the field for pictures while their families look on.
Yeah, I got excited a couple of times. Too excited, maybe.
Ali Jafari came here to support his nephew, who played for Tufan.
The refugee guys, some of the guys have been here for a while, 10, 15 years. Some of the guys are new.
Others have arrived since the evacuation of civilians that followed the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country 2 years ago. The Department of State says roughly 100,000 new refugees from Afghanistan have arrived since then. In Idaho, this means the Afghan community has grown to about 3,000. Jafari says these kinds of events are important for the community.
It's a good way to get the guys together and so they can have fun and stay fit physically and just to get their minds away from all the craziness in the world.
Walking back to the lockers after the game, Tufan FC's captain, Mohammed Chafi, beamed with pride.
Even though the weather was windy, families were here with their kids encouraging us. That was great. We really enjoyed it. My favorite part was to cheering with my teammates when they announced that we're going to keep the cap in Boise, Idaho.
And now they're hoping other refugee teams from across the region will join and expand their league. Julie Duquita for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.